Kansas State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of this Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State that licks. Your host, Eddie Greer, once again back with you with another daily edition. Back on the track and field, literally continuing what I recorded back over the weekend. This is part two of the KSU-KU Wichita State Triangular, which took place last week, and I'm going to go ahead and just knock this out as well. The track and field team will be back in action this weekend. Two-day meet. I believe it's going to be here. I have to get more information on that. The Dobbs Invitational, if my memory states correctly on that. I don't have the schedule for me right now, but I know I talked about it a little bit in the weekly edition. We'll come out on Friday late afternoon, so definitely make sure you check that out wherever you get your podcast episode. By the way, 141, which features our me and Alex's take on the upset victory in men's basketball over second-ranked Kansas State. Oh, my goodness. KU on Tuesday. Yeah, this has been a long day, baby, long day. But anyways here, back on track here for that good transition here. The Triangular, which K-State took place down in over at Topeka, the capital city here. In the state of Kansas, Monique Hardy started on the women's weight throw. The Cats claimed top two spots. Monique Hardy won with a 65.4 throw. Junior Emma Robbins came behind her and snagged the second spot with a 63.5 throw there as well. And then, of course, one of the newbies on this field team, Claire Bybee, she came in fourth in the pole vault with a 11.9 there. Then, of course, Junior Hookkill came in sixth there with 11.975 and basically finished the same height as her freshman counterpart right there. And then, of course, continuing with the women's high jump, Junior Maddie Ryder came in third, followed by Oral Roberts transfer Salome Otulu came in sixth. And then here, I'm not going to mention the throws here. I'm going to go right down the line. Freshman Lindsay DeWitt, who can finish with a personal best 5-3 to finish eighth there as well. Delaney Wright, freshman, sophomore Madeline McCabe, and junior, and a familiar name that we should all be familiar with the podcast. You're right, Big and Skate all saw the sand for the first time in a long jump, and this was the women's long jump there. And switching to the weight throw, Cade McCall came in first there with a throw of 66 feet there to capture his second straight competition. Well, actually, yeah, he won a weight throw for the second straight competition. You got to go back to the first meet of the year not too long ago to find he won that one as well. A small meet there as well. Darius O'Connell, sophomore, he came in sixth. This was his first collegiate meet for K-State, so congratulations there. 34.10.5 there as well. And the men's long jump, Carl A. Forcellis came in fourth, and Cam Garrett finished sixth there as well. And on the track here, junior Sydney Burton, who I am following on Strava there, came in third, ran her first mile event of the season, and came in with a personal, and that was her personal best, 4 minutes and 52 seconds there. Hannah Stewart came in fourth, and you have Hadley Spector, junior, fifth, and you have sophomore Matthew Hauser, seventh, and actually Hadley Spector and Matthew Hauser on the men's side, and Hadley Spector competed. He was on the men's cross country team there as well. Sydney Burton, Hannah Stewart were both on the women's cross country team as well. They were solid contributors there as well. And of course, the newbie from Oral Roberts won the women's triple jump. Salome Otulu with a triple jump of 41.75. So and they have familiar faces of junior Devin Richardson, who finished runner-up, and then freshman Javar Bennett came in third there as well. O'Shayla Johnson, freshman, Chauncey Johnson, senior Oshayla Johnson there in the 400, came in second with a 55.77, while the newbie freshman Chauncey Johnson came in third with a 56.7. And then junior Lambert came in second with a 48.5. And then, of course, senior Jack Packlebeer finished fifth with a 50.74 to be exact there in the 400 there as well. Again, I can go right down the list here. I'm probably have to do another. there's so much going on to finish up here on the men's pole vault side. Emu Yurlin finished third. Then junior Jesse Pinkley came in sixth with a height of 15.11 in the men's pole vault right there as well. And I'm going to end with some more field events right here with a shot put on the women's side. Grace Thompson won with a 48.95. And then junior Jasmine Greer came in second with a 48.95. Very tight. Pretty much a tie, a split there on that one. And the Cats take home there as well. And then, of course, on the men's side, Darius O'Connell, runner-up with a 52.8. And then Erlin, again, there's that guy again, and came in fourth with a 43.5.75 there on the, on the shot put there as well. And here, the four Wildcats competed in the 60-meter hurdles, which concludes Bacon Skate, 7th, Maddie Ryder, 8th, and Madeline McCabe, who came in ninth. So 7th, 8th, and 9th there as well. And then, of course, Emilio Lynn, you're going to see a lot of this guy, placed 7th on the 60-meter hurdle side with an 8.51 there as well. So the track and field team was super busy last weekend. They're going to be busy again this weekend with the Dobbins Invitational. Again, I'll probably include that in the tennis preview coming up when I have that information locked down on the Purple Project podcast. Now I'm blanking on, Cliff Rovetto, the director of operations for the track and field team. His boys and his men and women, squads are up at work right now trying to get themselves right for when it counts down the stretch here. So they came in second, oh, by the way, to Kansas, surprisingly enough, to my surprise anyways, with what Kansas State has. I know Kansas State, just reading off those names there, and including the previous editions of the podcast and reading about it and reading the results, there are a lot of newbies on this team, but there are a lot of veterans between men's and women's teams as well. So a lot of mixtures, trying to get their feet wet. A couple of them in their first collegiate meet doing a pretty good job as well. I know there's a lot of work to be done there, as Cliff mentioned, as I talked about in part one of this postcast, but lot of room to improve there for sure. So definitely looking forward to seeing what they all can do this weekend coming up in the Dobbins Invitational. The Pro Project Podcast, you can find that wherever you get your podcast. You can find me on Twitter. If you have any comments, questions, if you have questions or comments about the podcast, you can find me on Twitter. Yes, on Twitter at Eddie_3G. We're trying to push that out more this year. I think it's one of the top two goals, actually, of this podcast this year. One of them is to try to push out more of our Twitter handles. Our DMs are open. Mine is at Eddie_3G. You're a big K-State fan. You have a question on anything K-State related, we'll gladly answer it on a future weekly on the podcast. So you want to be part of the show? Get your questions to the host or co-host, Alex Aiden. That's going to do it on this postcast edition, part two of the triangular between Kansas State, and Wichita State. Eddie Greer, go Cats. More covers to come. K-State Athletics here on this podcast. Go Cats.